How do we get back to the idea of journalism for everybody, not just the people who can afford what's in the advertising in the Boston Globe?
And if we don't care that people read quality journalism from many sources or any sources, if we don't care about that, we're not caring enough about democracy.
I feel like the conversation that we're having collectively on the net about citizen journalism has come to a really stale place where, bloggers and journalists kind of point fingers at each other.
In the last several years, bloggers have become important contributors to our national conversation. But that contribution is being ignored in Washington. So if you're a blogger, we've got something you should hear.
Some of us cover local events in our communities. Some of us bust the Foleys and the Haggers of the world. A lot of us champion our causes. For some, it's alternative fuel sources. For others, it's better border security or a return to a more conservative family values. A lot of us are watchdogs over all kinds of issues and people, including, and maybe especially, the mass media. Bloggers are fiercely independent, and you know you are different from a traditional journalist. It's what makes you good at what you do. No ties to a mother organization, no money from Big Brother, and you could care less what people who don't understand you call you, and you could certainly care less if they consider you a journalist. But you should care. Here's why.
There's a debate going on in Washington over who is a journalist. A bill sitting on the floor of Congress will establish a federal shield law which will allow journalists to refuse to disclose their sources. But in order to do this, Congress is defining who qualifies as a journalist. This bill will give a definition of who is covered by the shield law, and therefore take a first step down the dangerous road of creating an exclusive guild of journalists. When Congress defines who qualifies as a journalist, it is also deciding by implication who is entitled to cover stories, to report on events, and to be a watchdog. And guess what? According to Congress, you're not it. Protecting sources is a privilege that journalists guard voraciously because it's critical to getting information. But let's be honest, bloggers are rarely asked to divulge their official sources for anything. So why is this important? Why should this take up your time when you are more concerned about driving readers to your site or getting the next post up? Along with your sources come your notes and any other research you did before you put the final version of your post together. Plus, there are other issues that remain unaddressed, like access to official documents, ability to cover public and private events, and accreditation. Once these issues come to the forefront and you start feeling the limitations, it may be too late to redefine who gets to benefit from added protections. Think about it. The next time the government considers who should be allowed to attend a meeting that deals with sensitive security issues, why would it reinvent the wheel and extend access to people who don't qualify as journalists? It already has a discrete pool of people who are in. And by the way, the in-crowd is the same group that's locked in with big business, politics, and the telecommunications giants. And once you're out, you're out. The term journalist might not be important to you, but here's the real scoop. What you do is journalism, and it's important. And as definitions like these are allowed to be put in the books, you're one step closer to being precluded from doing what you do because those things are defined as acts of journalism. Even if a crucial ingredient to your credibility and integrity is that you be as far removed as possible from CNN, The New York Times, NPR, or Fox News, this is one time when you want to be with them instead of against them. You want your voice to be heard on this issue. So now that we have your attention, keep your ears open for our next podcast.